But I've seen, as I say, I delivered milk to all kinds of people, rich and poor, good and bad. I delivered milk to some of the worst desperators ever come to Hot Springs, but I didn't know them. They'd be put up at a little cottage or a rooming house or apartment house, I mean. And every time there's a bottle set out with money in it, I'd leave them that amount. Bottle of cream, two bottles of milk, bottle of buttermilk, or whatever amount. Just the money's in there, and I'd leave it. And but I didn't know who they were until after he was gone. And the FBI come out here after I moved up here. And they questioned me and they questioned my wife three different times about a certain fellow was here. Well, Alvin Carpus was his name. You probably heard of him.
He was here?
Yeah.
And you delivered milk?
Oh, I sold him milk.
Is that right?
I sold him milk down here on the lake. He had a cottage right down there for Mrs. Well, as I know the name. And
you know, there was a TV show on not too long ago about Alvin Carpus.
Well, I guess there's been lots of that, but then I never did see the man.
Is that right?
But you let a cottage down there and put a bottle out there. Well, I was the only deer went down in there. And Clarence Birch owned the boat landing, and an old fellow by the name of, I can't think of his name right now, fine fella, and he'd taken care of the boats and you know, this, that, and the other, and he had a few cottages he rent, then this other lady had a bunch of cottages, and several people had some cottages, some people in Little Rock had some cottages down there and they'd rent out. And I sold milk to all of them, but wherever there's a bottle out money, there's where I leave it, but I never see them. So the FBI come out here, and they questions us, and so he says, well, says, I'm positive you don't know nothing about it. Says, we're up here at a certain number on Cedar Street. Says, you leave us two sweet milk and a buttermilk every day till we sail stop. I says, okay. And one of them was Snow, and the other, FBI was Sutterfield, but I'd never see him up there. They just tell me to leave out there and I'd leave it. So they come out here though, and so they asked this old fellow on the boat landing. They'd been out there and they had their, you might know, I guess, probably little mics or something all around, hidden around in there and got their conversation. And asked this old fellow down there if he'd ever seen Alvin Carpus. He says, no, he says, I don't know nothing about the man. Says, you right sure? No, he says, I never knew him. Says, you ever talk to him? He says, no. He says, listen, said, do you remember fellas up there shooting your ducks one time? And you got out there and said, hey, says, you quit shooting my ducks. And he says, that fella says, do you know who you're talking to? And the old fellow says, I don't give a damn who you are. I said, you quit shooting my ducks. He says, that was Alvin Carpus.
Is that right?
Well, he says, if I'd have known it was him, he says, I might not have talked to him that way, but he says, I wasn't going to want my ducks shot. He had marriage, you know.
All right.
And the Iceman, his name was Roe. He's the one that went to the FBI and told him that he'd put in milk, ice down there, and he'd seen Alvin Carpus. He knew him with a scar on his face. And that's the reason they come to me, and they come to all them people down the lake. They've been down there. They was on trace stuff. You know how the FBI works.
Uh-huh.
And the lady that he was renting the cottage from, they come out and got her one night, and her caretaker, about 2 o'clock. They were fine people, and they wouldn't even take them out in their bedclothes, take them up and lock them up. And I think the FBI is wrong in doing some things like that, but they didn't do nothing with these people that they didn't know, and I don't think they really knew. They probably didn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
But he stayed down there about a month.
Carpus was a big bank robber, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he'd do anything.